Weddings are the celebration of all the details that make a couple perfect for each other. And you can find your perfect fit too at Indochino. Choose every detail of a custom tailored suit, from lapels to linings and more, starting at just $4.99. My bad.
Shh.
Sorry. Find the suit that's perfect for you. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's 10% off $3.99 or more at Indochino.com. Code PODCAST.
We got Verizon 5G home internet. It's from Verizon. Safe choice, right?
Well, some things that look great end up being not so great.
Like the time you bought a shrimp roll from a gas station.
Ugh. Or when you bought that used sports car.
What about when we got Billy that drum set?
The point is, Verizon 5G home internet sounded great,
but turned out to be something else. And we deserve fast, reliable internet. We deserve Xfinity.
It's time for better internet. Switch to Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts.
Perfect. Well, it was wild card weekend. Niners already smacked up the Seahawks earlier. I mean, that was just ridiculous how bad they beat them. And it looks like Jacksonville's trying to make a comeback right now as we speak, since we're recording this on Saturday night. Who you got making the Super Bowl, bro?
Me, personally, I have the Niners and the Chiefs. Battling out again in Super Bowl. What Super Bowl is this? Is it 56, 57, 55, 54? What is this?
Because I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Let's find that out real quick since we're looking at it here.
Okay. Yeah.
It looks like it's 52.
It's only 52.
Yeah, LV.
Okay.
Two. Yeah.
Okay. LV2. Okay. Well, yeah, that's who. I'm saying 55, 56. Lord, that's in our 40. That's close to our 40s, or in my 40s at least. But I got Niners and Chiefs. I think both teams are playing good. I think the Niners are red hot, and so as we saw today, that's what's going to happen. So, who you got for the Super Bowl?
I can see that. I'm gonna go ahead with the homer pick too and say Chiefs, and I don't know. The Niners did look really good today, but some kind of way, I think it's going to be Philly, man. I think Philly's going, even though Philly's banged up, I think Philly's going to get there. But the Niners do look good, even with, you know, third string turn star Brock Purdy. They look pretty good today.
Yeah.
I do wish that George Kittle could have got me a touchdown and won me $50, but, you know, it is what it is.
There you go. Yeah, we're always looking for those sides, and that's why we're thoroughly invested. We can get into depths of with Philly. I just don't think Philly's going to make it just because I don't think they're going to have Lane Johnson. And so we're getting into the micro details of these teams, and you could tell by our gambling thoughts, you know, how we venture with teams. And so that's what we do with that. So that's kind of the addiction with gambling, but yeah, that's the reason why I don't think Philly's going to make it, just because they're injured at the wrong time. But there's nothing wrong with that pick. So.
That's a fair assessment. So you got Niners, Chiefs. I got Niners, Chiefs. Eagles, Chiefs. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
Wild card weekend.
Yes.
Kick City.
Yo, what's good? Hey, what's good? What's going on? Yeah, we're getting into it. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're at tuning in right now. Appreciate y'all stopping by. This is Kick City, episode 87 with Blaze, aka Teacher with the Sneakers, aka Blaze, aka whatever you want to call me. I'm good with that. Appreciate y'all stopping through, coming through. Thanks for joining. Marco, Tell about people what's good and what's going on with you.
Oh, man, you know, it's just another week. Week is going well. Working, watching these wild card weekend games, watching the NBA, National Blowout Association, also well known as. trying to win some shekels, as you would say, on these books.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Trying to come up on the man. Somebody said, I'm trying to come up on the man. I'm trying to find who the man is so I can rob him. Boy. So that's exactly what I'm trying to do. But yes, absolutely, with the shekels. Glad your week's been going good. My week has been going good too. Busy just with work and everything. Very happy about having the day off on Monday. Shout out to Martin Luther King Jr. I asked a couple of my students who he was, and they called for pause. Shame on them. Read a book, but I digress and I go too far with that. Happy to have that day off and happy to spend time with the family and all that. And so week has been going good too. And so, yeah. Let's keep it moving because this is a show about sneakers. And so, Marco, did you pick up anything this week when it comes to sneakers?
Nope, no pickups for me this week. Didn't really like any of the releases that were dropping this week. What you had, the Jordan 5, Mars.
The Mars?
Dunk on Mars. It was a women's release. Basically, right. Like a Raging Bull with a hint of orange, yep. Down there in the shark teeth. And then the True Blue Jordan 1s just look whack to me. I don't know. Something about them, they just look whack. Okay. They did not look good at all. They look like one of them, you know, one of the various colors that they come out with in the Jordan mids to me.
Okay. I can respect that. We'll agree to disagree with that sneaker because, you know. But, that is what we do. I like the sneaker. That's something that I grab, but I'll take a look at it. I hope the material isn't good. And if the material is not good, I'm going to send them back. So I send back Nike about two or three sneakers a year. So that'll probably be the one, depending on how it feels in my hand. Because like you said, it isn't worth it. And definitely looks like it isn't worth it if you're going to pay retail for it. So I'm going to take a look at it. For me, for my pickups, I'm just going to show two. Let's just go with the OGs right here. Put these on, pick these up, the retro twos, Jordan retro twos. It is funny how people are like, these are Jordans? They don't have like a Nike sign on. I'm like, do your history, do some reading, do some understanding, listen, pay attention, because these are, yes, retro twos do not have obviously the check on them. They have the Jordan, the wing or whatever, the symbol on it like that. But it's just funny to see young people like, those are Jordans? Come on, I got a poster in my room, retro twos. And so OGs, getting nothing wrong with these. And so I like these a lot, obviously. And I did my Thanos. I made the collection complete.
Ooh, yes.
I got the Far Outs, the Air Max 1 Nike Concept. Far Outs, these are the most exclusive ones, the ones that people like. This isn't my favorite one. I like the heavies better, but I had to make the cycle complete with those. And so the heavy has the brown around here, but I understand why people could fall in love with these, and these can be people's favorites. So the Air Max 1, Nike, the Concepts, it's the Far Out version right here. So I made the cycle complete. So these were on my non-Jordan grails. And so happy to have all three of these in my collection. So
nice.
Paid a pretty penny for these. So, yes. Yeah.
I know how it feels to complete a pack. Remember, I had to complete the drink pack a couple years ago, or maybe it was a year and a half ago. Something like that. Well,
that is true. The Limonada that I'm jealous about now, because man, with time, those prices rise. Like, those things are like below retail, right?
They were couple super of them below retail,
right?
Super below,
right?
I think they were selling for like $70 at one point, so you could have got them for an insanely cheap price. And then they restocked them a couple times too. So I mean, people had their chances to get them if they wanted them.
Right. And then you look up and they're just like 200, 230. I'm not paying that price for those. My mind, I can't see it. It's like a car accident. Like I can't see past this. I'm not paying higher than that. And so, yeah, those are my pickups this week. And so let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving to some sneaker news and we'll get going for a couple before we get into our favorite segment. And so let's get into it. The Ja Morant, the Ja ones, once again, us getting back into that. Ja Morant shows those off, wears those. Had an explosive dunk tonight against the Pacers. And so had these sneakers on, explosive dunk. And so I think that's just giving it more buzz, more hype around it. I personally like the sneaker myself. I'm very curious in other colorways he is going to given those, but very happy about the young boys in the NBA, the National Blowout Association, getting some love with that. That was another blowout with that, with the Memphis and the Pacers, speaking of a blowout, but Ja Morant sneakers, glad to have a signature line with that. And so, Marco, what's your thoughts on Ja wearing them in different colors? Because I think it was like more of like a purple pinkish color that he's been wearing too. And so I think it was like a flip version of this sneaker that we have on the screen. So what's your thoughts on this sneaker and Ja showing it off?
I like the sneaker. Clearly Ja is going to replace Kyrie as their new signature athlete since Kyrie's been dropped from the Nike brand. So Ja's going to just step right into that role. Nice first signature sneaker. Kind of gives you a little bit of Kobe vibes with it being a low cut, and just the look of it, the model and the silhouette kind of gives you a little bit of like, I don't know, Kobe 6 vibes, Kobe 5 vibes, kind of something like that. But I like it overall. I would like to see it in some different colors. I don't mind this color. I mean, the light blue, the pink, it pops. But I do want to see it in some different colors because I feel like there's going to be one that I'm just in love with. I like this one. I'm not in love with this one, if that makes sense to people. Mm-hmm. But I do like the details around like the heel of it and everything with the AM 12 AM or whatever that looks mm-hmm. like back there. I like his logo. That JA logo looks really cool. I do like the gradient on the swoosh here where it fades from like this yellow back into that like orangish to that pink color. I like how they brought out all the different colors through that swoosh. Like you got the yellow, you got the pink, you got the light blue. It pops. It's definitely a sneaker that's going to catch some eyes, especially in different colors, I'm sure. But yeah, I like it. I like that sneaker.
No doubt. It is. It's a nice looking sneaker, especially with the mesh that it has just above the Nike swoosh. And so just everything about it, it looks comfortable. It looks wearable, obviously, for basketball reasons. But other people are looking for, like, obviously outside of just putting on a sneaker to hoop in. They're looking for streetwear as well. And so that's what our older group, nostalgia group, is grabbing for when it comes to a sneaker. Like they just like posted something going through Twitter, the Black History Month with the KDs and the Kobes and the LeBrons. Just you can wear these on and off the court. And I think hopefully Nike is pulling towards that. And so funny that I should say that, like a court, like a sneaker that's on court and not wearable off court. Let's get to the Jason Tatums. Jason Tatum has the Jordan Brand has gave Jason Tatum a sneaker himself, and this one is just not where it's at.
You know,
I don't approve. I don't approve. I don't want it. I don't. That. What is this? I don't. I don't need it. Once again, it looks like it's a great, just a comfortable sneaker to hoop in. But as soon as you get done hooping, take them shits off. Take them off. Put your slides on. put your slides on. Put your Prestos on. Put your Nike Sakais on. Put whatever on. Do not walk outside with these on. And that goes for all age groups, age numbers. And so Jordan Brand, once again, Jordan Brand doing a disservice by giving people their sneaker, their actual sneakers, their signature sneaker, because outside of the retros, there's no reason in doing that. There's not.
The Lucas are okay. We like the Lucas, right? We like the Luca ones.
Yeah.
But this this is hot garbage. I will agree. Yeah, this is bad. I don't know what they're doing with this midsole here. Bring it all the way up to like the medial part of the sneaker here. And maybe, I mean, these are first images, so maybe they're gonna touch it up. Maybe this is just, you know, a sample or something. But if they get any kind of reactions off of this sample, it is awful. It looks like they took the worst parts of the Jordan 11 IEs and made them bigger. Like you took the worst part of it and made it bigger. Like, you know, the little part of the Jordan IE where you have like the little mesh and the little holes for the breathability. They made a huge one right here in the middle of the midsole. And it's like, what were you guys thinking? Who said that that looked good? Like, did he sign off on this and say, yeah, that's the one right there? Because this looks awful.
Yeah. Now you got me just thoroughly angry and hateful. That midsole low key boss man looks like a C-section. It like something that my wife had twice. It like a circumcision. Like somebody just like, you know what? Cut it open, pull it out. We're gonna stitch this up half ass, and there you go. Here's a sneaker for you. And so did my man Jason Tatum like that. And that's me saying a lot about my man Jason Tatum, because he's a Boston Celtic. First of all, he went to Duke, and now he's a Boston. He's a Celtic. So I've got all types of hate for him.
Double
hate for him. But I like him as a person, even though he had no business going to his son's birthday party while not working. But that's beside the point. But this sneaker's awful. Jordan Brand, do better. You're right. The Lucas are good. And so, but other than that, stop it here.
Hold on. Wait, what are you talking about with a birthday party? What happened here?
So Jason Tatum, there was a game that was played, I don't know, about a month ago, but he didn't play in that game, and they said for personal reasons. And come to find out, the personal reason was his son had a birthday party that he attended, and that kind of set some people off. That would set me off too. Like I missed a lot of things during this season between coaching. You know, like I would like to do things with my kids and have a day off, but during this season, you don't do that. And that's just me personally. Now, I don't have millions of dollars, and maybe this was his own personal day off, but that's what you're going to do? Stop it. So, that was the story behind that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to quit torturing the people by showing them that ugly sneaker.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's just a bad, bad shoe. And Jordan Brand has a history of doing this, like you said, of just giving people bad shoes. Like Chris Paul's were awful. Melo's were pretty much awful after like Melo 2s, I think. I think he had like the 1s, the 1.5s, and I don't remember what the 2s really look like. But after that, it's kind of a blur anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was on Jordan Brand that had their own sneaker?
Russ now.
Yeah, Russ. Oh, God, they're awful. They're awful.
Mm-hmm. They're look awful. At you. Right. That face says it all. I said, Russ, you said, oof, right.
Yeah.
A Jordan Brand
sneakers.
When it comes to Jordan Brand signature sneakers, it's always the bridesmaid and never the bride. There you go.
Yikes.
Horrific. So, Yikes. That's just a preview, a little sneaker talk of sneakers on the way. And I'm sure we'll dive into more. I'm sure other players will have signature sneakers coming out, and we will dive into that and interrogate, investigate, and criticize and give praise to those sneakers that are in the future. So one is we're looking forward to, one you can keep in the dumpster. So let's move on to our favorite segment, gifts. Gotta have them, flip them, trash, or sleep for cheap. And I'm gonna let Marco take over with that, with the first sneaker. And so let's get it, unless you want to get into it.
So we'll hop into the first sneaker here. So first sneaker on the list is going to be dropping on 117. That's going to be this upcoming Tuesday. It's the Air Jordan 1 Low Concord, which is taking hints from the original Jordan 11 Concord. Basically, it's a Jordan 1 Low version of the Jordan 11. Takes all the hints off of that. So you have leather in the toe. You're going to have leather in the medial panel, where that's just white leather. And then the rest of the sneaker is pretty much black patent leather. So around like the toe cap, the eyelets going up along the medial part of the sneaker, the heel. You have Jordan Wings logo etched in the back, or sewed into the back. And then you got the icy outsole as well, just like the Jordan 11 Concords. I don't mind these. I honestly don't. I don't mind these. And if you like Dunk Low Pandas, you dare not say anything bad about these sneakers, because you like this sneaker. You just like it in a different form. But I don't mind these. It's not something I gotta have. This looks like it's something that I can wait on and sleep for cheap on. I don't see that it's gonna sell out, because I think people are gonna bash them just because they are pretty much like a Jordan 1 low version of the Concords, of the Jordan 11 Concords. So It's a sleep for cheap for me. What's your thoughts, Blaze?
It's a sleep for cheap for me as well. I do. I like them. I like the icy bottom. I wish they would have put some, is it some purple around them, Marco? Around the sneaker, like the Concord 11s?
My guess is that there's probably something in the insole that's purple.
Okay.
That would be my guess. I didn't look at the pictures too detailed, so I can't really answer that question 100% for you. But my guess is that there's some purple somewhere.
I got you. Yeah, I like it. I like the sneaker. It's something that I do not have to have. The pandas are cool. I have a pair of the pandas. And so, yeah, you're right. You can't bash this sneaker. I would like, I believe it would have more hype if it was in the OG low form with this sneaker, with the patent leather around it. And so I think it would have more hype with that. But if it isn't going to have more hype, I guess that benefits us if we want to go and grab it later. So grab it later for a decent price, or a red tag price, which is a sleep for cheap. So yeah, at the end of the day, nice sneaker, nice quality sneaker, definitely a summertime sneaker in my opinion with the lows, but it's a sleep for cheap at the end of the day.
Yeah, I definitely think that $120 is too much. I think if you pay retail for this, you pay too much for it.
Absolutely.
But to each his own. Yes. Let's give you all what the people said about these. 14% of people said gotta have them. 14% of people said flip them. 50% of people said trash. Yikes. And 21% of people said sleep for cheap, like us. So I guess not a lot of people feeling those. sheesh, I wasn't really expecting 50% of people to say that they were trash, but
me either.
People have their opinion, I guess.
Wow.
Next sneaker on the list is also dropping on Tuesday, and I'm sure more people will be going after these than they are those Concord Jordan 1 Lows. This is going to be the Nike Dunk Low Montreal Bagel, which is also going to be $120.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pretty much a neutral color shoe for the most part, but I do like the details on it. You got a blue swoosh, which looks like it's got a kind of like a glossy finish to it. It's not patent leather, but it is glossy compared to what the rest of the leather is, where it's more of a matte finish. So blue swoosh, blue Nike tag on the back with white Nike lettering there as well. white sock liner, white laces. And then you have like this tan color in the toe box, in the medial panel. You have a translucent gum outsole. It looks like a sail midsole. And then on the toe cap, the ankle collar, the around like the laces and everything, you have this tan color with like these sesame seeds, so to speak, to, I guess, you know, show that it's a bagel. Although I would have thought poppy seeds would have been more fitting, right? Versus sesame seeds.
I would have thought salt
around. Is that what them. You think this is? Is salt?
That's what salt? I think. I think it's like salt. I like, but you see, know, bagel.
When I think of salt, I'm thinking of a pretzel, right?
Yes. Not a bagel. Okay. That's true.
So I would have thought you would have poppy seeds on this versus sesame seeds. But, you know, I don't eat bagels like that. So I don't know. Maybe.
Right.
If you eat bagels out there, let us know. I mean,
no doubt.
Maybe we're wrong.
And, right.
But anyway, nice detail. You got the seeds all throughout it to give you a bread texture, so to speak. Mm-hmm. If you don't know anything else, you look at this, you think, oh, bread, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely what you think. But $120 is a nice neutral sneaker. It's going to pop just because of those seeds being throughout the entire sneaker. The blue swoosh is going to stand out a little bit too. You can wear something super casual and this will still pop. Make your fit, you know, stand out a little bit. I like them. Once again, nothing that I got to have. This would be a sleep for cheap for me. Maybe something you go back and get later on down the road. Just nothing that I got to have right now. What's your thoughts, Blaze?
These are a flip for me. I'm sure people are going to be grasping and going after these. Either though, Dunks haven't been far out in price recently. And so, you know, you got to be careful what you want to do. I like the sneaker personally, but I would definitely flip these. These look like if these are poppy seeds, I definitely don't want to take these with a drug test with me. Lord have mercy. I don't want to mess with that. But I guess that's some scientific stuff we don't need to get into. But these are flips for me. If I could get $50 or $75 for them, I'm definitely good with that. Extra on top of this, but you're right. People are going to be going after these than they are the Jordan Lows. And so why not play the game and try to see if you can get some extra dollars? So definitely a flip for me.
Agreed. So to give y'all what the people said about these, 43% of people said got to have them. 29% of people said flip them. 7% of people said trash. And 21% of people said sleep for cheap. So a lot of people are going after those. So all of us that said sleep for cheap, good luck and Godspeed. You're not going to get them.
No doubt.
And that's just being honest. So we'll move on to the next sneaker on the list here. Heavy on Dunks this week. I didn't put all the Dunks. There's probably like four Dunks that are coming out. Over like a span of like, actually it's like five Dunks coming out over a span of like 7 days, honestly. people should probably start getting Dunk fatigue here before long. I'm pretty sure of it. But anyway, these are dropping on 118, which will be Wednesday. It's going to be the Nike Dunk Low Plaid, or in my opinion, they should be called the Nike Dunk Low McDowells. Because they look like a McDowell uniform. If you look at them, and for those of you that don't know what McDowell's is, go watch Coming to America, the original, not that atrocity of a sequel that they came out with last year. Don't watch that.
Sequels suck, unless we talk about my child.
And myself. I'm a sequel.
That's true. There you go.
But anyway, the Nike Dunk Low Plaid is going to be $120. Feature a gray outsole, a white midsole, a white toe, a white medial panel, which is all going to be leather on the toe and the medial panel. The toe cap, the ankle collar, and the eyelets are all going to be like this canvas material, but in like a plaid pattern on it, which is green, red, and black. More green on the toe cap, more red towards like the heel of the sneaker. You also have red Nike stitched on the back with a black tab and a black swoosh going through this with white laces. Yeah, like I said, if you guys have seen Coming to America, look at the McDowell's uniforms. That is exactly what this looks like. It looks like the McDowell's uniforms from Coming to America. All they had to do was go to whoever that production company was and say, hey, can we throw a McDowell's logo on here? Mm-hmm. I bet you these things would fly. They would fly if they had a McDowell's logo on here, because that's what they should be. It's McDowell's Coming to America Jordan Dunk Low. They would have way better sales. But because they don't have that, people are going to say that these stink, which honestly they do. They're not good. I don't know what you're going to wear these with. They would have been great around Christmas time. You could have got mm-hmm. a quick grab out of people for Christmas time because mm-hmm. they're Christmas colors. What they're doing releasing these in January, I don't know. This is going to be a forgotten sneaker that's going to sit. You're not going to be able to flip this, I don't think, because they're also coming out with a Dunk High that has a similar pattern to this, and it's awful mm-hmm. too. It's bad too. But yeah, that's my thoughts. This would be a trash for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
These are a sleep for me. These have missed the train. I think of Christmas when I look at these. I think of Christmas time, get things together. Obviously, Coming to America as well. Like you said, if they slap McDowell's on there, then bam, it will pop more. It'd be more of like a grab. But even Christmas, like one of the things I want to do this year is get a sneaker for every holiday. And so why wouldn't you get this during Christmas time? I would have thought about this and grabbed them. But right now, like now, January, I don't want to grab them. I'm thinking about grabbing a Valentine's Day sneaker. And so give me a Valentine's Day dunk right now. Just start sending those out. So they missed a train with these, Nike did. And so it's unfortunate that these plaid sneakers are going to go by the wayside. Sure, they'll probably sell out, but for the most part, they will sit, and if you want to grab them at a decent price, all you have to do is wait. Just like Boss Man said, they are going to bombard us with a bunch of dunks that are coming on their way. And so I'm cool on these. These are sleepers if I got a red tag for them. So at the end of the day, these plaids are sleeper.
Agreed. So to give you all what the people said about these. 17% of people said gotta have them. 0 people said they're gonna flip these. 75% of people said trash, and 8% of people said sleeper cheap. So yeah, people are in agreement that these things stink. I think just I don't know. I think that they think because it's a dunk, it's gonna fly, but not this one. This one is awful. and the last sneaker on the list is dropping at the end of the week. It's going to be dropping on 121. It is a Jordan 1 low as well. And this sneaker is going to be pretty hard to get.
Sheesh.
It's limited to 5,000 pairs. So a very exclusive sneaker. It's the Chinese New Year Jordan 1 low that they release every year, but different years call for different designs. Of course, this one is the Air Jordan 1 Low Year of the Rabbit. Didn't have an exact price point, so I did a guesstimate of $130 to $150. Looks like it's going to be premium materials on there, so good luck, because the resale is probably going to be through the roof. I can almost guarantee it. It's going to be through the roof. But the laces are kind of like this furry, like terry cloth type of material. If you look at them, really, really furry. The sock liner looks like it's that same material, but basically sail laces that are like that furry material, and brown sock liner. Then it looks like you got like this premium suede going from like the eyelets down to the toe cap. You got a translucent brown outsole, sail midsole. Looks like sail in the toe cap, sail in the mid panel, sail suede swoosh, You have a gold tab on the back with gold Air Jordan 1 Wings logo on the back as well. And it looks like this is in the OG Jordan 1 low form.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Just from the look of the cut and everything. Very premium. If you can get your hands on these, I would say flip them in a hurry. Because you can probably get a lot of money or a lot of sneakers for them. So flip them or trade them in a hurry while the hype train is going. And they nice, but they kind of remind me of reverse Mocha Travis's, honestly, with better materials. That's what they remind me of. They remind me of reverse Mocha Travis's with better materials. But yeah, flip them in a hurry if you get them. Good luck on getting them, because you're probably going to pay resale regardless, because it's only 5,000 pairs, which means that they're probably all going to celebrities. We know how that works. Flip for me. What's your thoughts, Blaze?
Oh, why'd you do that with the Travis's? You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to mess with my head like that. What you going to do that for? I got to have them, but I'm not going to get them. And if I do get them, I'm going to flip them. So you got my mind all messed up with the Travis, with the reverse mochas, with better material. First of all, everything about it is premium. The rabbit, the hairs, the things around it, the OG cut, the box. We didn't even mention the box. The box is premium. The box is nice. I saw Jay the Sneaker Guy with them. They fire. Yeah, I'm going to flip them. If I get my hands on them, obviously some way for retail, which I won't, because there's only, you said 5,000, right? 5,000, yeah, 5,000, 5,000. We're in trouble. And so I don't have those funds for that. So I'm not messing with that. So yeah, if I put my hands on them, I'm going to flip them. But damn, I'm going to think about keeping them. But in my right mind, I can't, because I could probably get off about 3 or 4 sneakers for them. Especially if I get them and they're hot, like at the beginning. And so, yeah, but the sneakers dope. I mean, yeah, shout out to Year of the Rabbit. And so this only sneaker I want with Year of the Rabbit. They're coming out with other BS sneakers, Jordan brand. Stop it. These are the ones I want. Get out. What's up with the GRs? Can we get the GRs and the sneakers that we want? Come on, man. Damn. So, yeah, flip them. I guess I have to answer the question. Flip at the end of the day. Absolutely. But damn.
But yeah, to give y'all what the people said about those. Let's see here. What did they say? So 25% of people said gotta have them. 50% of people said flip them. A lot of people were in agreement with me then. 17% of people said trash, and 8% of people said sleep for cheap. So you know, it is what it is on that. That's going to end gifts for the week. I will turn it back over to Blaze for his Holy Grail 75 through 71. And it's a good list this week. I will admit, it's a very good list. Let me get the screen share going here so y'all can see his list for the week.
Y'all heard it first. When Boss Man approves, that means I'm doing something with my life. I appreciate it. Good taste. And so let's start off Blaze's Holy Grail for the non-Jordan list. And so let's get into 75 through 71. Number 75 is the Nike Foamposite Coppers. I am a big Foamposites fan. I like them. I guess that's just my East Coast bias in me. And so I love these a lot. Last released back in 2017. And so dope sneaker, Foamposites. I love the way the copper, that bronze just blings onto it. And so dope, lovely, critical sneaker that I like, that I need in my collection that I do not have. Moving on to number 74, the LeBron 10 Cork. Last to release in 2013. Braun, we need these re-retro. We need them. We need these back out to the public. And so 10s, I'm a okay fan of LeBron 10s, but this colorway in the cork, the pop bottles, the brown, the vanchetta, whatever you want to say around the sneaker with that hint of red, You can't go wrong with that. And so it's been a long time. 2013, this would be a great 10-year anniversary for Bron to re-retro these out. And so got to have these. LeBron 10 Hawks, number 74. Number 73, I think is a sleeper. I had to have for me personally. They're in my top, obviously top 100 list. But the Air Max 97 Ultra Skepta, it was a rapper. I forgot the rapper's name. I think the rapper is Skepta. I know he messed with Drake, and I don't know too much about that. But love what they came out with this sneaker line with this green, brownish or whatever, and black around the sneaker. I'm a big Air Max fan, as you guys can tell. Air Max, between Air Max 1s, Air Max 97s, 95s. This is a dope sneaker. This last released back in 2017 as well. And so love the colorway, love everything about the sneaker and what it represents for the culture. And so had to put it on my list. And so the Air Max 97 Ultra Skeptas, number 73. Number 72, KD's Nerfs. KD, we just go ahead and start re-retroing your sneakers, man. Just go ahead and start bringing them out because they're dope. This sneaker here, obviously everything about Nerf, kid play, nostalgia, between the blue, the black, the red, the green, everything about it with the strap, a rare strap sneaker that I enjoy. Last released back in 2011. And so the KD4 Nerfs, dope, lovely sneaker. And to end it, number 71, the Nike Dunk Low Diamond Supply Canary Diamond. These were last to be released back in 2018. They had that pair. I believe they had a black pair as well that I thoroughly enjoy. And so this one is dope. Love the colorway. Obviously, the Canary Diamond pops, the Canary Yellow pops with the gray. And so fantastic sneaker at the end of the day that I want to get as well that needs to be re-retro. So number 75, Foamposite Coppers, 74, LeBron 10 Corks, 73, Air Max 97 Ultra Skeptas, 72, KD4 Nerfs, number 72, the KD4 Nerf, and 71, the Nike Dunk Low Diamond Supply Canary Diamond. And so that is my list from 75 to 71. Boss Man, give me your thoughts on the sneakers.
Foamposite Coppers, what a way to start this list. Oh my God, those are beautiful. All those metallic Foamposites have always been fire to me. Like, I like those red metallics that are re-releasing this year. Those are fire. But it's something about that metallic-y look. I don't know what it is, but they're fire. LeBron 10 Cork. I like LeBron 10s, as a matter of fact. I actually had the Dunkman LeBron 10s.
Okay.
So that was like that vault colorway. So I don't mind the Corks. I don't know how well and how durable those are going to be just because of that material, but definitely a dope concept. Air Max 97 Ultra Skepta, not really the biggest fan of 97. So if there had to be one that I would pass on this list, that would probably be it. KD4 Nerfs are definitely legendary. KD4s are legendary. Like you said, one of the few shoes that had a strap that's just completely fire. KD's kind of got worse as they, you know, progressed. This is one of his older models that was really dope. And of course, this Nike Dunk Low Canary Diamond. Chef's kiss on that one. Fire. Especially, you know, during that era when everybody was wearing like color diamonds and different stuff like that.
Right.
You remember that when people had like blue diamonds, yellow diamonds, red diamonds, all that different stuff. And then we went to college and we got all the little fake chains and everything like that too, that looked like the real thing, but it really wasn't, because we paid $200 when it should have been probably a much more expensive chain than that, but whatever, you know. Like I said, fire list. I like it. really great Holy Grails this week, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You going through them. And so, yeah, took a little bit of time with that. And so I ain't even got to the 50s yet. And it started taking some time for me to make some decisions. So obviously fantastic list. And so I'll be back next week with that. And so that will do it for the show. Episode 87 of Kick City, the podcast. And so appreciate everybody that listening, giving their opinions. We try to do the live thing, or we are on live right now. And so shout out to us trying to expand and do some different things. And so I'll just end it with let me go with Bossman. Bossman, where can they find you and or Kick City at?
You can find me personally at MB the Remix on IG. You can find me on Twitter at DAMV2Experience on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at Mark Boyce. That is where we are streaming live on Facebook. And you can find Kick City on IG at Kick_City913. And you can find us on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast Facebook. Blaze, where can they find you?
They can find me personally on IG at LuckyLefty31. And you can also find us at City. You can also follow us on Twitter at City_Kick. And so that is where you can find us at. Other than that, people, we are gone. Y'all stay blessed. We see y'all next week. We out.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers. Or
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.